Lord, again, we thank you for the word of God, for the truth of God, and for the privilege of studying the word together this evening.
主啊,我们也感谢神的真理,感谢神的话,感谢我们也这样的荣幸呢,在一起呢,今天晚上一起学习神的话。
We think of several, Lord, who are at the camp this weekend, and we pray that the blessing of God will be upon them.
所以我们也知道呢,有些人呢,今天呢,在参加营会,那么说呢,我们也祈求神的赐福呢,也降临在他们身上。
But we pray that the blessing of God will be upon us as well.
就是我们也祷告呢,神的赐福呢,会降临在我们身上,同样的。
And so, Lord, we are thankful for all your kindness.
所以主啊,我们感谢您的所有的慈爱。
So, Lord, we just turn now. We're praying that you will bless us. We're going to study in the book of Luke. We need you to teach us.
主啊,我们现在呢,就是转向呢,路加福音,求你赐福给我们,我们也需要您的呢,教导我们。
So give me the right words and give to each of us the right understanding.
你给我呢,正确的话语讲,给每一个人呢,正确的理解。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩,那是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to see each one. We are studying in the book of Luke, chapter 21.
再次呢,欢迎大家,我们现在学习路加福音第21章。
And Roy, I believe last week we got down to the end of verse 24. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to keep studying. Just to give you a background now, the Lord Jesus Christ has returned to Jerusalem. He came in on the Sunday as the Messiah. He came down the hill of the Mount of Olives and was proclaimed by all to be the Messiah. And he was declared to be the provision of God. But the people who accepted him on Sunday were persuaded by many of the religious leaders to change their opinion, persuaded mostly on the day of his trial, which is just about to come.
这个里面再次呢，我们上次停在路加福音21章24节，24节呢，那么说呢，这个是前面那个背景呢，是我们的主耶稣基督呢，他在一个棕榈星期天从那个橄榄山上下来，去到耶路撒冷，虽然是在路上的时候呢，很多人的欢迎，把他当做将要来的弥赛亚，那就欢迎。但是呢，就是说主耶稣基督开始做他的教导的时候呢，在那之后呢，很多人呢被那些宗教的 那些领袖们呢，去说服，说呢，就是说是要去把他，就是说是要去反对他，所以这就是在他要钉十字架之前。They
had continually been warned that he was going to be going away. They didn't understand it, but they did ask him. Verse number 7, they asked him, saying, Teacher, when will these things be? What sign will there be when these things are about to take place?
因为他们主呢一直是继续告诉他们他要离开了，但是他的门徒们呢就不理解，在第七节里呢，他的门徒问他说呢，师傅什么时候有这些事呢？
And he had told them that he was going away. He had told them also that the temple would be destroyed. And that got their attention. So they said, well, what's going to happen? And he said, nation will rise against nation. Lots of problems, but the temple will be destroyed.
这个里面呢，他们一直问他问题。主耶稣基督呢，就告诉他们说很多其他的事，包括呢圣殿要被摧毁。所以这样呢，就是给他们一个警告，让他们注意。但是呢，他们不知道这个事情什么时候发生。他们呢，主又告诉他们说，国要攻打国，民要攻打民。所以他们继续问说，什么时候发生呢？
So the answer regarding what was going to happen in the future comes in the middle of the verses. Sorry, comes in the verses that follow. We're going to jump into the middle. But remember, the answer is that there's going to be a short-term problem when Jerusalem will be destroyed, the temple will be destroyed, and then there will be a future time when it will all happen again, and the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus, will return.
这里面呢，就是说他们一直呢问他问题，主耶稣的那就回答他们，问他们呢，就是我们就是一直跳到中间，在后面发生的事情，主耶稣说呢，那个耶路撒冷城呢要被摧毁，要被摧毁，这是在将来要发生的事情，是什么呢？在耶路撒冷城被摧毁以后呢，主说呢，在之后呢，他要再来。
So let's pick the story up now in verse 25.
因为我们要从那个第25节里讲起这个。Luke 21:25.
And the Lord says, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring.
第二十五节说呢，日月星辰要显出各种迹象，地上的邦国也有困苦，惶惶不定，海中的波浪轰响。Now
before the Lord's return, there will be many dramatic signs, and there will be signs in the heavens, signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Amazing things are going to happen up there, which is going to prove to people that God is doing something.
这个里面当主要在乃的时候呢，其实呢，就是说有很多戏剧性的迹象要发生，有些事情发生在天上，就像日月呢，都要发生一些事情，在天上的星星呢，也要发生一些迹象，就是这个迹象告诉我们呢，就是神呢，要开始做一些事情了。And
three things going on the earth, distress of nations, perplexity, and sea and waves roaring.
在地上呢，有三件事情要发生，那就是邦国有困苦，惶惶不定，海中的波浪呢轰响。So
the old stable order of nations will be upset, and the nations will be confused and fighting one another.
因为呢，整个呢世界的那个旧的秩序呢，要重新设立。那么说呢，这个时候呢，每个国家都很困惑，他们要互相的攻打。And
perplexity and confusion will be a key part of it all. Things are happening that people don't understand. The old reliable beliefs they had, the old reliable dependence on other nations they had, that's all going to change.
这里面呢，他们整个的人呢，都要惶惶不定，因为呢，所有的那些以前依靠的那些旧的秩序，他们互相呢依靠的那些国家呢，都要发生改变。And
then the sea and the waves roaring.
然后海中的波浪呢，轰响。
That may mean tsunamis.
这个呢，有可能意味着海啸。
And that's not to be unexpected because elsewhere we're told that there will be a lot of earthquakes.
对这个里面对我们来说呢，应该不感到惊奇，因为在其他地方呢，我们都被提到呢，有大量的地震。
But there may be other reasons for the sea and the waves roaring. It could be that asteroids could be hitting the earth and they could cause great problems as well. Lots of things could cause the sea and the waves to roar, but they will.
这个里面呢，就是海中的波浪轰响呢，也有其他的原因引起的，可能是呢，就是那个天上的陨石呢，在掉入海中，巨大陨石掉入海中引起了巨大的那样的轰响，所以呢，就是海里肯定会有很大的变化，但是呢，有很多原因引起这样的。
Verse 26 says it's going to get worse. Men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken.
26节说呢，事情会变得更糟，就是说这里说天使都要震动，人心因望见那些将要临到地上的事，就吓得魂不附体。
So men's hearts will fail them. And two reasons. Number one, they will fear what's happening, and they will fear what might happen, the expectation of things which are coming. They're not sure what's going to happen.
人心呢,他们要慌,他们害怕什么呢?他们怕已经发生的事情,他们也怕那些将要发生的事情。
And the last line is, the powers of heaven will be shaken. What's that mean?
所以最后就说呢,天使都要震动,这是什么意思呢?
Well, we've got pretty much confidence in the powers of heaven. We know that the sun is going to rise tomorrow morning, and they can predict the right time.
因为我们知道天上要发生什么事情,就是我们知道呢,太阳的每天要升起,升起来就是给我们指出确定的时间。
And the stars don't move. And so there's lots of, what do you want? Lots of permanence, lots of confidence in the fact that the stars are pretty much doing what they're supposed to do.
因为星星呢,它不会移动,所以呢,我们就是说是,我们知道有很多东西,很多东西是我们有信心,让我们知道呢,这些东西呢,它是不会改变的。
But on this occasion, the stars aren't going to be doing what they hadn't always done. It's obvious that something is happening outside of the world.
这个里面在这一节里呢,讲到的那些星星呢,他要去做一些他们通常不会做的事情,那么说这所有的都告诉我们在世界之外发生的事情。Now
these verses, and then the verses of the Old Testament prophets, especially Isaiah, they all say that something very significant is going to happen. God is going to be beginning to exercise judgment.
这个里面呢,就是在旧约里,特别是在以赛亚里,书里,包括这些经文呢,告诉我们呢,就是说是神呢,在有些什么大事要发生的时候呢,神就要实行他的审判了。
And the book of Revelation gives similar predictions.
启示录呢,给了我们类似的那样的就是预测。
So what's the consequence? People are going to be afraid. That's what it is.
这个后果会是什么样呢? 这些人会害怕, 这就是要发生的事情。
Sometimes you hear a boom in the middle of the night and you say, I wonder what that is.
有时候的晚上你听到一个崩,一个爆炸, 你说到底发生了什么?
There's a fire station not far from where I live, and periodically in the middle of the night, the fire engines go by.
这里面呢,在我的住的那个不远的地方呢,有一个消防站,消防站呢,通常呢,在半夜的时候呢,那个消防的站的那个就警报就响了。And
I'm always happy when they keep on going.
所以呢,当他们一直去持续的去做的时候,我就非常的满意。But
if they were to stop outside of my house, I would begin to get pretty afraid.
因为如果他们要停在我家的门口,我就有点害怕了。And
all we know for sure on this is that people's hearts will fail them for fear.
因为就是所有这些开始的时候呢,这些人呢,都要吓得魂不附体。Now,
all of this is taking place on the earth, but you remember that the Lord promises that the Christian who trusts in him will be removed from the earth at the rapture of the church.
所以这些呢都肯定要发生,但是大家要记住,在那个时候呢,整个的教会要就是说是被提到空中与他相遇。So
these days of judgment on the earth and of the pouring out of the wrath of God on the earth will be preceded by the church going to heaven.
所以这样的事情呢,就是说是在地上实行的审判,神的愤怒呢,请到在地上,要在那个教会被提到天堂以后才发生。So
these verses are written then primarily to the Gentiles who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, or to the Jews who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and therefore did not go to heaven.
其实这个里面呢，主要的写给那些外邦人，还有犹太人，他们呢已经拒绝了主耶稣基督的，他们不会被提到天上去。
So after the rapture of the church, there's only two kinds of people left on the world, in the world.
所以在教会被提以后呢，在世界上呢，只留下两类的人。
Those who rejected the Lord Jesus and those who didn't know enough to reject the Lord Jesus, they just didn't accept him. And so the question is, what about those two groups?
所以这个里面呢，就是那些已经拒绝了主耶稣基督的另外一群呢，就是他们还没有那样的知识去拒绝，但是呢，他们还没有接受主。那么这两类的人身上会发生什么呢？
And we know that those who rejected the Lord Jesus will believe the lie. God will send them strong delusion that they might believe the lie, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And consequently, they will hear these things, they will see these things, they will be afraid, but they will not turn in belief to Jesus. They've already rejected him.
所以那些那个拒绝的主耶稣基督的那些人呢，他们在地上的时候呢，他们呢就说是有一颗那种就是不信的心。那么说呢，这里想到呢，神呢会也让他们产生那样的幻觉，让他们信不了。所以他们这个时候在地上的时候呢，他们不能再信主耶稣基督了，因为他们已经拒绝了主耶稣基督。
But there will be many who will believe him. They will be afraid. They won't know what's happening. They will consult the Bible. They will listen to the preachers, and many of them will believe. They will be converted.
因为这些呢，没有的拒绝主耶稣基督的那些人呢，他们呢，就是这个时候呢，也会害怕，害怕时候呢，他们就会去找圣经读，找圣经读了以后呢，他们会深信，深信以后呢，他们就会相信主耶稣基督，他们就会归。
So, after the many signs we read in verse 25, verse 27 says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
然后呢，出现了那么多迹象以后呢，第27节说呢，那时他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，在一朵云中降临。
So, that's the simple summary.
这是一个简单的总结。
Lots of signs, and then the coming of the Lord Jesus to set judgment in the earth and establish his kingdom.
因为这个很多的迹象发生，然后呢，主耶稣呢要来到地上实行审判，建立他的王国。
All right, to the believer now, he says in verse 28. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near.
现在对那些呢信徒们来说呢，第28节说呢，一有这些事儿，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
Jesus is the Redeemer. He will be coming, verse 27, and when you see the signs in verse 25 and 26, the people on the earth who are now believers will say, Aha, the Lord is coming. The signs not only say that judgment is coming, the signs say the Lord is coming. His redemption draws near.
因为这里面呢，就是主呢是我们的救赎主。那么第27节呢，主耶稣基督是救赎主。所以他说呢，在前面呢要发生那么多事情以后呢，那么说呢，我们这些被救赎的人呢，那么说呢，就是说是告诉我们主要来了，不仅仅说是审判要降临在地上。那么说呢，主呢他要来，我们这些得赎者呢，我们的日子就来了。
Now remember the verse that they're asking the question, verse 7 says, what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?
因为大家记得呢，他们在27节里问到这样的一些问题。那么这些事情要发生的时候，有什么样的预兆呢？
So in part answer to that question, verse 29, he spoke to them a parable, said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you will see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you likewise, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near.
这个里面呢，在他前面呢，他回答了他们的门徒们提出问题。那么说呢，在这之外呢，第29节主耶稣基督呢讲了一个预言，讲预言，他说呢，耶稣又设比喻，对他们说呢，你们看无花果的各样的树，它们发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近了。第31节是同样，当你们看见这些成就，也晓得神的国近了。
Now, welcome to Vivo V244, etc. We're happy that you are here. We are reading Luke chapter 21, verse number 29, 30, and 31.
欢迎的这个名字是 vivo V244551A 的。那么说呢，这个我们现在读路加福音的第21章第29到第31节。
So, what is meant by this parable?
对这个比喻的意义是什么？
It's all about the fig tree.
所以讲到的那是无花果树。
What is the fig tree?
无花果树是什么呢？
Well, in scripture, the fig tree is often representative of the state, the country of Israel.
所以呢，就是在圣经里，通常的这个无花果树呢，是讲到的以色列这个国家。
And so the question is, if you watch the fig tree, you'll see when the leaves are coming out, and especially when the buds come out. And you know when the buds come out, summer is very soon.
在这个里面呢，你去看无花果树，你会看到它的树呢，长的树叶，特别是呢，当它发了芽的时候呢，你就知道夏天近了。
So this says, when the fig tree is all ready to bud, you will know that these things are soon.
对这节经文说呢，当他们树发芽，无花果树发芽的时候呢，你们就会发现这事情近了。
So we mentioned many times that in the Middle Ages, up until about the end of the 19th century, about the year 1890, something like that, there was really no effective country in Israel.
这个里面呢，就是说是我们呢，就是说是观察那个中东的时候呢，我们发现呢，在19世纪或者说是在18几几年的时候，那个年代的时候呢，在那个中东呢，没有以色列这个国家存在。
It was swampland in the west, and it was barren hillside. In the east and central part of the country, it was not a habitable land.
其实这个里面呢，就是在西部呢，那个土地上呢，都是沼泽地。那么说呢，在东部呢，那个靠山的那个地方呢，其实都是一些荒凉的土地，所以那个国家是不适合，那片土地是不适合居住的。
But in many ways, since then, the land of Israel has been dramatically transformed.
所以呢，就是说，自从那以后呢，就是以色列那片土地呢，发生了戏剧性的变化。
The nation, in terms of people, has responded from a very few in those days up until today, probably 8 million Jews living in Israel.
所以从以色列建国那天起呢，一直到现在呢，大概在以色列这片土地上呢，住着800万人。
In accordance with prophecy, the swamplands and the barren mountains have been transformed, and the land is the most productive agricultural land probably in the world today.
以某种形式呢，那么说呢，就是是那些沼泽地和荒凉的山地呢，今天呢，被已经转变成了一个非常的丰收的一片土地，大概呢是世界上呢收成最好的土地之一。
So it's easy to say the fig tree is already budding.
因为很容易说呢，就是无花果树已经发芽了。
And so, verse 31, when you see these things, know that the kingdom of God is near.
所以呢，第29节说呢，当你看见这样的时候呢，你知道呢，就是神的时候到了。
Now, three, two other things. First of all, in 1948, the kingdom of God, Israel was proclaimed a nation by military fiat.
在这个里面呢，就是说啊，我们要讲到一些在1948年的时候呢，那么以色列这片土地呢，他们通过盟军呢，给了以色列人。
But verse 29 says, look at the fig tree and all the trees.
现在就是第29节说呢，你看无花果树和各样的树。
Many other trees are budding at the same time.
很多树呢，也在同时发芽了。
Not the least of which are the countries in the Middle East, countries like Kuwait, countries like Dubai, and Arab Emirates and so on. Many of these countries have come out of nowhere in the last two centuries.
这个里面呢，就是在中东呢也出现了一些其他的一些国家，像那个就是说是啊，那个科威特、迪拜、沙特阿拉伯，他们这些事情呢，在过去的2个世纪里呢，在中东呢都出现了。All
of which says, according to this prophecy, that the return of the Lord is very near.
所以这些呢，都通过预言告诉我们呢，就是神呢，就是主的再来了，已经非常近了。And
again, more indication, verse 32.
你再次呢，有很多的那样的一些，就是指出点，是第32节。Assuredly,
the Lord says, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
第32节说，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事就都要成就。So
when these signs are evident, what is the time frame?
因为这些就当这些那个迹象都那个出现的时候，这个时间的框架是什么？
Verse 32 says, this generation will not pass away. When these signs start, the generation will see it end as well.
这个里面的第32节告诉我们呢，这个世代还没过去，没有过去呢，这些事情呢都要发生了，所以这个世代的人呢，他们要看见。Now,
Joanna, welcome to you. But just to remind you, we're reading in the end of Luke 21. Probably right now, commenting on verse
32。欢迎Joanna，那么是告诉你呢，就是我们在读路加福音第21章的后半部分。现在呢，我们在读呢32节。Many
Bible scholars have wondered at this word generation. Assuredly, I say unto you, this generation will by no means pass away.
所以很多的那些圣经的学者呢，他们都是在奇怪这个世代。那么这个世代还没有过去，这个世代是哪个世代呢？
And frankly, it's hard for us to know precisely what is meant by the phrase this generation.
你坦率地说呢，对我们来说呢，非常难理解，就是准确地说这个世代到底是哪个世代。
And some people would say it may mean that those who are alive when these things begin to happen, will not be dead by the time they do happen.
这个里面呢，有些人说呢，也许呢，当这些迹象发生以后呢，还活着的那些人呢，当这个迹象持续的时候呢，他们还没有死。
It will all take place in that generation.
所以所有的都要发生在那一个世代。
One thought on it all is this, that there was a similar time when judgment on the world was predicted.
所以呢，就是所有的这样的想法，就是说是有一点呢，就是在地上的那个审判呢，已经预先指出了。Can
you remember when that was?
你知道那个时候是什么时候？
And the answer is that's the time of Noah.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说是挪亚的那个时代。
So Noah said, God is going to judge the world, that's why I'm building the ark.
所以挪亚说呢，神要审判世界，这就是为什么我在建方舟。
And some people said, when, Noah, when will the time come that the flood will come and take the ark up.
因为这个有些人问他说挪亚，那么说呢？这个时候洪水什么时候来？那什么时候来的时候呢？那个方舟会浮起来呢？
And Noah probably said, well, Enoch was a prophet, and Enoch bore a son whose name was Methuselah, and Methuselah's name means when he is dead, it shall come.
因为这个里面呢，就是说挪亚有可能说呢，就以诺，以诺呢是个先知，他说呢，他的儿子叫马撒土拉，他给他儿子起名叫马撒土拉的意思是说呢，马撒土拉意思是当马撒土拉死的时候，洪水就要来了。So
Noah may very well have said, it's all going to come when Methuselah dies.
所以挪亚呢，有可能就告诉他们说呢，洪水一切都会来的，当那个马撒土拉死的时候。And
in fact, that's exactly what did happen.
因为事实上就是确实是那样发生了。Now,
what do you know about Methuselah?
所以你对马撒土拉了解多少呢？
Answer, he lived longer than anybody had ever lived.
所以呢，答案是马萨土拉呢，他的寿命呢，比所有的有史以来活过的人的寿命都要长。Methuselah
was the sign, and God says, when that sign is completed, I will judge. And then he allowed the sign to be deferred by making Methuselah live longer than anybody else lived. All that proves is that God is gracious and merciful, not wanting the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. That's a long sentence there. Roy, I apologize.
Yes, that's right. So, Masa 神呢，不愿一人沉沦，他愿意人人悔改得救。So
a couple more things now. First of all, Cindy, welcome to you. We are reading at the end of Luke 21. We were commenting on verse 32 and 33.
因为这个里面再次呢，欢迎Cindy。那么说呢，我们告诉你呢，我们是在学路加福音第二十一章的后半部分。我们现在讲解32节和33节，路加福音21章。But
the other thing is that we are seeing the generation in which you and I live. We are seeing many of these signs beginning to show.
另外一个问题呢，就是说我住在的这个时代呢，我呢看见了很多的这样的迹象呢，已经发生了。And
therefore we're saying we expect the Lord's return to be soon, not later. We've been waiting for over 2,000 years, but we believe that it's coming very soon. Many of these signs are beginning to show, and others will be coming, we believe, very soon.
其实里面呢，就是从这个意义上来讲呢，我们呢就是相信呢，就是因为这些现象都显示呢，那么主呢就是要很快就要再来了。我们已经等了超过了2000年，超过2000年呢，这些很多迹象已经显示呢，很多其他迹象呢也将要显示，这意味着主会很快再来。Now,
what often happens when the signs are expected? And the judgment that follows the signs are expected, and the judgment is deferred.
因为这个会发生什么呢？当这些呢，就是迹象已经显示呢，表示呢，那么说呢，审判快要来了。那么审判如果被延时了，那会发生什么呢？
All right, verse 34. What could happen?
因为就是第34节会发生什么呢？
The Lord warns them. He says, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, that the day come on you unexpectedly.
这个里面主耶稣呢在警告他们，第三十四节说呢，你们要谨慎，恐怕在什么时候因贪食醉酒，并今生的思想内住你们的心，那日子就不知不觉临到你们。
So in spite of the fact that the signs are there, the judgment will be somewhat deferred, and therefore people will have the encouragement to go ahead and pretend that judgment will not come.
那么说呢，审判要来了，那么说呢，审判延后以后呢，这会让有些人呢抱着侥幸心理说呢，那么说呢，因为那个审判延后了，所以呢，审判也可能不来了。
What was the world doing immediately prior to the flood in Noah's day?
在挪亚那个时代呢，那么这个世界在那个洪水要来之前，他们在干什么呢？
It was pretending there will be no judgment.
那假设没有那个审判。
They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, having a great old time. They didn't care about crazy Noah. They didn't care about the ark. They didn't care about the God who'd given them warnings.
因为他们到这样的吃喝呢，婚嫁、婚娶、结婚也娶，他们不关心那个，就是那个挪亚，也不关心他的那个，就是说是方舟，也不关心那，就是说是给他们警告的神。
So verse 34, the same thing is going to be happening in the days when the Lord Jesus returns.
这里面的意思是，这里讲到的事情呢，就是在主耶稣来之前呢要发生的。
Their hearts will be weighed down.
因为他们就是，他们思虑呢缠住他们的心。How's
your heart?
你的心是什么样子的？
Well, your heart could be responsive to the things of God.
所以我们的内心呢，可以对神的事情呢做出反应。
Or you could have a heart that really doesn't care much about God and says, we don't need to worry about that.
或者说你的那个内心会说呢，我们才不管这些事情。
So three things will result, carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life taking over people.
所以这个里面有三件事情呢，就是贪食醉酒呢，还有今生的资历，要来缠住这些人的心。
What does carousing do? It weighs down the heart. What does drunkenness do? It weighs down the heart. What does the cares of this life do? It weighs down the heart. Don't let your heart be weighed down by wasting on these sinful things because the judgment of God is coming soon.
因为里面那么贪食会怎么样呢？它会内住你的心。那么醉酒会怎么样呢？也会内住你们的心。那么今生的思虑呢？会怎么样呢？也会内住你们的心。所以呢，不要让你的心被这个世界的事情给内住呢。要去思考神的事情。Verse
35 says, "For it will come, all of these things will come as a snare on all who dwell on the earth."
第三十五节告诉我们，因为那日子要如同网罗，临到全地上一切居住的人。There
are these three things that easily snare people away from the fact of the judgment, coming judgment of God.
所以这些三件事情呢，很容易的网罗住一些人呢，让他们看不到神的审判要来。Number
one, carousing. Or partying, turning away from God for another party. Let's do what we want to do.
第一个呢，就是贪食，贪食呢，开宴会，开宴会呢，就是转离神，转离神呢，去聚会呢，就是做我们自己想要做的事情。Just
recently, President Obama, the former President of the United States, was asked what is most important to him, one word that's most important to him in the present time and the years ahead.
这个里面他说的，最近呢，美国的那个前总统叫奥巴马，奥巴马说呢，有一个字呢，就是对他来说呢，是今天非常重要，也对将来呢也很重要。
If you had one word to describe your life between now and the next 10 years, what word would you use?
如果你用一个词来描述你现在直到后10年的你的状态，你用什么词呢？
Mr. Obama said one word for me, fun.
所以呢，奥巴马说呢，对我自己一个字，就是说，好玩儿。
He's saying, I don't care about anything else. I don't care about the people of the United States that I reigned over. All I care about is fun.
所以他说我不管那周围的人，我也不管我曾经统治过的所有的美国人，所以我现在关心的就是要好
Shame on you, Mr. Obama.
玩。奥巴马先生，你要感到羞耻。
His wife was asked to give one word to describe what her position is at the present time.
所以呢，他的妻子呢也被问了这个问题，用一个词描述他现在的这个时候应该用什么词。
She said, me.
他说呢，我。
He says fun, she says me.
他说呢，好玩。他说我。
What do you think that means?
你认为这个什么意思呢？
It means their hearts have been weighed down.
因为
They're
他。
not preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their hearts don't respond properly. Why? Because they've given themselves to carousing, to drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Shame on them.
因为就是这些人呢，他们的心呢被内住了，他们不去想那个其他的事，他们不去想关于那个主耶稣基督的事情，他们的心呢被这个就是说是贪食醉酒和今生的思虑内住了，他们应该感到羞耻。
Verse 35, why?
第35节，为什么？
Because unless they turn to the Lord, the day of the Lord will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth.
因为他们不转向主，那么说呢？第35节说呢，因为那日子要如主来的那个日子要如同网罗临到全地上一切居住的人，
So, what do we do about that?
所以我们要对这些做些什么呢？
Verse 36, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
36就是因此你们要时时警醒，常常祷告，使你们可三配得逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
So, what do we do?
我们应该做什么呢？
Well, we open our eyes to all this, and then we respond, verse 36. We watch and we pray that we may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass.
因为我们打开我们的眼睛，我们时时警醒，常常祷告，这样呢，我们可以配得逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
So, welcome, Katie Chen. And again, the chapter is. Luke 21 and the verse 36. I see you're flipping pages, Luke 21, 36.
因为就是说，欢迎那个魏红。那么说呢，我们再学习《路加福音》21章36节。
And if we pray and if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, what will happen to us?
例如，我们祷告，我们相信主耶稣基督为我们的救主，在我们身上要发生什么呢？
Two things will happen. Number one, verse 36, we will escape these things that will come to pass.
有两件事情要发生，在第36节里呢，我们可以逃避这一切要来的事。
We'll be raptured before these things come to pass. Hallelujah.
因为我们的就是说，在这些事情要发生之前呢，我们被提了，哈利路亚。
And instead of being destroyed by the Son of Man, we will be able to stand before the Son of Man.
我们本来应该被人子的摧毁的，但是呢，我们就可以站在人子面前了。
And I guess that's the ultimate joy that we have, isn't it? Lots of things going to happen in heaven. Lots of things going to happen on the earth. Lots of judgments, lots of blessings. What is the ultimate blessing?
因为我们就是说，这是我们的终极喜乐，是不是咯？在天上要发生很多事情，那么说呢，在地上呢要发生很多的事情，那么说呢，终极的福气是什么咯？
The Christian gets to stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
基督徒要站立在人子面前，哈利路亚。
What is our great reward? It is Jesus and our position with Jesus.
所以我们最大的奖赏是什么呢？是主耶稣，而是我们呢，就是站在主耶稣基督的位置上。
All right, so all these things were going on in Jerusalem, and the Lord Jesus was making these wonderful sermons, pronouncing great blessing, telling them what's going to happen. The last few days before he died, the Lord Jesus was full of marvelous teaching.
这个里面呢，都是发生在耶路撒冷城的事情。当时呢，主耶稣呢，他呢就给我们讲了这一篇呢，就是非常奇妙的这样的一篇讲道，告诉我们呢，就是说是我们呢要得到的福气和整个要在地上要发生的整个的事情。So
what was going on?
那么会发生什么呢？Answer
37. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple. But at night he went out and stayed on the mountain called Olivet. Then, early in the morning, all the people came to him in the temple to hear him.
这个发生事情是在第37节，第37节说，耶稣呢白天在殿里教训人，夜间出城在一座山名叫橄榄山住住，然后住宿，众百姓清早上圣殿到耶稣那里要听他。I
guess those were wonderful days.
我认为那是一些奇妙的日子。And
the great multitudes who had heard him when he came down the mountain. On the Sunday, he came down and people heard him and they kept coming back every day to hear him.
这个里面呢，当时从橄榄山上下来的时候，那一大群人呢，欢呼他的那些人呢，然后呢，他们每天呢又回来继续听他讲道。When
the day was over and the lights went out, they went home and Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But first thing in the morning, probably before 8 o'clock, they were back in the temple and he came down and taught them the next day.
这个里面呢，就是当一天结束的时候，一天结束，主耶稣基督呢上到那橄榄山上去，那些人呢各自回家了。那么都在第二天早上呢，非常早的时候，就是大概是8点钟的时候呢，他们那些人群又回到圣殿，主耶稣基督又从山上下来教导他们。
Frankly, I think those would have been wonderful days.
坦率地说，我认为那些日子是非常奇妙的日子。And
I'm presuming that if you and I had been there, we would have got up early in the morning to go down to the temple because we didn't want to miss one word of what he was teaching us.
我假设呢，如果你我呢，就是住在那个年代呢，我每天早上呢要非常早的起来去到圣殿里听他讲道，因为我们不想错过任何他讲的一个字。But
now the story of his life goes on.
然后他的人生的故事继续。
And it reads verse 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called Passover.
于是我们来到22章，22章是除酵节近了，这个就是逾越节。Now
remember, because the feast was near, that's why the people had come to Jerusalem.
那都要记住，因为那个节日要到了，这就是为什么呢？那些人们呢，都来到耶路撒冷。They
came from all over the country to be in Jerusalem at the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover.
他们从国家的各个地方来，各个地方来到耶路撒冷呢，就是为了他们能够在那里过节。And
the chief priests, verse 2, and the scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people.
所以第二节说，那祭司长和文士想法子怎么才能杀耶稣，是因为他们惧怕百姓。
They were determined to kill Jesus, but they didn't know how to do it because the people loved him very much. The people crowded into the temple during the day to hear him. And how could they possibly arrest him and kill him when all the people were so profoundly impacted by him?
在这个里面呢，他们呢就是想杀了，他们就是一定要杀主耶稣，但是他们不知道怎么去杀，因为他们知道呢，主耶稣在那个时候呢，他们非常受欢迎，所有的人呢每天呢都在那个就是圣殿里呢听他教导。那么说呢，在这样的时候，这么多人在这里，他们怎样呢去杀害主耶稣，又不冒犯那些人呢？
Verse 3, then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12.
第3节说呢，这时撒旦入了那称为加略人犹大的心，他是12人中的一个。
How could they possibly kill the Lord Jesus, they thought. How could they kill him? Because the people were so enamored of him and keen to listen to him, they would have killed the priests and the scribes if he had been taken during the day.
在这个里面呢，就是说是他们想的怎么样呢？怎么可能去把主耶稣给杀了呢？那么说呢，因为这些人呢非常拥戴他，每天的来听他讲道教导。那么说呢，如果在那个时候呢，如果他们以这样的方式直接把他杀了呢，跟杀了个祭司差不多。
But Satan said, I've got an idea. I think my idea could work.
但是撒旦说呢，我有个主意，我这个主意肯定可行。
So his plan, first of all, started when he said, verse 3, Satan entered Judas Iscariot.
在这个里面，他的计划的第一步是呢，在第3节里说，撒旦进入了加略人犹大的心。
Now, is Satan smart?
现在，撒旦他聪不聪明？
Yes.
他很聪明，
Is he a liar?
他是不是个说谎的？
Yes.
是
Is
的，
he a convincing liar?
他是不是一个很有说服力的说谎者？
Yes.
Yeah.
Therefore, don't allow Satan to get near your ears or your eyes because he is a clever liar. He can even lie to you. Don't let him do that.
所以是的，所以呢，永远不要让那个撒旦靠近你的耳朵，靠近你的眼睛，因为他是一个非常聪明的撒谎者，他甚至会对你撒谎。
Judas said, I like money.
有的说呢，我喜欢钱。
Satan said, I can give you some money, Judas. Here's an idea. And Satan gave Judas the idea to go to the scribes and the priests and, in effect, sell Jesus.
因为里面的意思是，撒旦说呢，犹大，我给你出个好主意，可以赚钱。你呢，去找到那些祭司长，并且首领呢，把主耶稣基督卖给他们。
So, Judas, having been entered by Satan, went his way, verse 4, and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray Jesus to them.
因为第3节里讲的那撒旦入了犹大加略人的心，那么说第4节说呢，他去和祭司长并首领商量，怎样可以把耶稣出卖给他们。
So they had a conversation and three things resulted.
因为他们有一个谈话，那么说呢，在这个谈话呢，产生了3个结果。
Number one, they agreed on a way whereby he might betray them, to betray Jesus to them.
这第一个呢，他们同意他呢，就是出卖主耶稣基督的那个方式。
Number two, they were glad, verse 5.
所以第二个呢，第5节说呢，他们欢喜。
And number three, they agreed to give him money, verse 5, which is what Judas wanted.
所以呢，在第5节里讲到呢，他们同意给他钱，这就是犹大想要的东西。
And so, verse 6, Judas promised, and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude.
第六节呢，就是他就因应了，就找机会，要趁众人不在跟前的时候，把耶稣出卖给他们。
That was the logic. If we can betray him and we can arrest him when the multitude are not there, they won't be able to keep us from doing what we're going to do.
这个呢，就是很有逻辑的。我们呢，我可以出卖他呢，就是在没有人的时候，你们也可以抓他，抓他呢，在没有人的时候，在那些众人不在的时候，这样就没有人去阻止我们要干的事情。
Many people have concluded in life that if you're going to do something bad, what you want to do is you do it first and then ask for permission later. Don't ask permission to do something bad. Do the bad and then wait till afterwards. You may very well get away with it.
这里面就是很多人呢，他们得出这样一个结论，那就是如果你要去干什么坏事呢，首先呢不要请求被允许，然后呢就去做就是了。如果你去请求批准允许，你就干不了了。那么说呢，你先把坏事干了，没准呢稍后呢你找个借口呢可以推脱。Children
often figure that out pretty young.
这些孩子呢很小就能想出这个点子。
They say if we ask mommy, she'll say no.
就是呢，如果我们问妈妈呢，她会说不。
Therefore, they go ahead and do it, and mommy finds out, and sometimes mommy doesn't punish them. So they say, we got away with it. If we'd asked her, we never would have got away with it, but we didn't ask her. We just did it, and we got away with it.
因为里面的所有的那些孩子们就照着去做，做了以后呢，有时候呢，那些妈妈发现他们做那些事情时候呢，并没有惩罚他们，他们说好好好，如果我们其实去问妈妈，那我们肯定做不了。那么说现在我们没有问他，我们又做了，又没有得到惩罚。Now
many people go through the whole of life that way, and they say we won't ask God, we'll just do it, and they do it, and He doesn't fight them in the morning.
这个里面呢，就是很多人呢，在他们人生里呢，他们呢不去照着神说的去做。他们说呢，我们做了，哈哈。第二天早晨呢，神也没惩罚我们。They
say we got away with it. They didn't get away with it. Judgment has just been deferred.
所以呢，他说他以为他们逃脱了，他们并没有逃脱，只是说审判呢延后了。So
the chief priests and the scribes and the rulers and Judas all said, we can play that game. If we just do it, don't tell anybody. We'll do it. We'll get away with it.
因为就是祭司长，还有首领，还有有道呢，他们三个呢，他们都照着这个方式去做。他说，哎，我们不用去找谁批准，我们就去做事了。做完了以后呢，我们可以呢逃脱。So
just to give you an idea of the timeline now, at what time of day was Jesus arrested?
现在给大家呢，有看看这个时间到底是怎么样的。那么主耶稣基督是什么时候被捕的呢？
Well, probably 10 or 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
大概是10点、11点或者12点的晚上。
When was his judgment? When was he, when was the accusations against him? When was he judged?
因为他们审判他，就是说是指控他的时候是什么时候？
In the middle of the night when most people were fast asleep.
因为在半夜的时候呢，就是大家都在睡觉的时候。
What time was he put on the cross?
他什么时候被钉在十字架上？
9 o'clock in the morning.
就早上的9点。
What time did people realize that there could be a problem?
所以那些人们呢，意识到可能有出现问题的时候是什么时候？
Well, some of them who were right in top of the news, they might have realized there was a problem almost when they got up in the morning, and he was on the cross almost before many of them had left the house.
这个里面的意思是，他们很多人呢，叫他们呢起来之前呢，读那个报纸的头条新闻之前呢，就离开家之前呢，主耶稣基督已经被钉在十字架上。
The devil is smart.
所以魔鬼比较聪明。
And he will often do things that are very, very bad so fast that you don't realize what's happening.
他呢会做一些很多很多的坏事呢，做得非常的快，对，快到你意识不到是发生了什么。
All right, so now comes verse 7, comes the next day, and is probably, I'm not sure precisely what day it is, but they came, verse 7, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed.
然后呢，到第七节，七节呢，就是说除酵节、西仔、逾越、羊羔的那一天到了。
So the Lord Jesus is proceeding with his plan, and the these wicked men are proceeding with their plan.
现在主耶稣都在进行他的计划，那么这些邪恶的人呢，也在制定他们的计划。
So verse 8 says, Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat.
第八节，耶稣打发彼得、约翰说：“那你们去为我们预备逾越节的宴席，好叫我们吃。”
All right. So, what was the Old Testament law regarding the Passover?
现在旧约的那个律法关于那个逾越节的是什么？
And the answer is that every family was to take a lamb. They were to slay the lamb. They were to put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel. They were to eat the lamb, and in the morning they would be free.
因为里面就是说，他每一家呢都要取一只羊，取只羊呢，把那个羊杀了，杀了以后呢，把他的鲜血呢涂在门框和门栏上面。他们那一天呢要把整只羊都吃了，吃了那么第二天早晨起来了，他们就得自由了。Who
was to eat the lamb?
谁可以吃那个羊羔呢？
Well, that's pretty obvious. It was their family.
这个明显是他们的家人。
And if the lamb was too big and the family too small, he could even put two families together to eat the lamb.
如果那个羊羔呢足够的大，一家人吃不下，那你可以两家人呢一起来吃。
So who was going to eat this Passover?
那么谁会吃这个逾越节的羔羊呢？
Answer the Lord Jesus' family.
答案是主耶稣基督的家人,
the disciples.
这些门徒们,
they were the Lord Jesus' family.
他们是主耶稣基督的家人,
if you've trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you are part of Jesus' family. It's a wonderful thing.
所以，如果你相信了主耶稣基督为你的救主，那么说呢，你是主耶稣基督家庭的一员，这是一个非常的美的事情。And
so Jesus fulfilled the law of the Passover by eating with his family.
所以主耶稣基督呢，遵守那个旧约的那样的律，遵守旧约的律法，和他的家人呢，一起吃逾越节的羊羔。
Verse 9. So they said to him, Where do you want us to prepare?
第九节，他们问他说，要我们去哪里预备？
And he said to them, Behold, when you have entered the city, you'll see a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters.
所以第十节，他对他们说：“看哪，你们进了城，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他到他所进的房子里去。” So
he had it all figured out where he was going to eat the Passover.
他已经想好了，他要在哪里吃那个逾越节的羊羔。And
he put it all together in a miraculous way.
他把这所有的一切呢，以一种那个奇迹的方式呢，计划着。
If it were you and me, we would say, go into the city and look up the house. It's 2436 44th Avenue. You go there. That man will speak to you.
因为如果是我们说呢，我们说呢，你出去走到那个44街的244号，你说呢，我们要在那里吃月节。Why
didn't he just give them the address?
为什么不告诉他们那个地址呢？
Because he is over all things, and he says, I want you to know that I am organizing this miraculous Passover feast for you, and it's going to be miracle from the start.
所以这个里面呢，就是因为他掌控一切。张慧杰他说呢，我想要你们意识到，我把这逾越节的所有的事情呢组织好呢，在刚开始呢就是一个起点。Verse 11.
Then you shall say to the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?
第十一节呢，对那节的主人说：“师傅说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的宴席。”
And he will show you a large furnished upper room. There, make ready.
第十二节，他必指给你们一间楼上的大房间，是摆设好的。
Now, many people say that the Lord's Supper is just an ordinary thing, but the first time they ate the Passover as disciples, it was not an ordinary thing. God is most concerned about the Passover and the Supper that was instituted then.
因为就是很多人说呢，我们领圣餐呢，也就是普通的事情。但是从一刚开始，当主呢设立主的晚餐的时候呢，设立圣餐的时候呢，它并不是一个普通的事情，而是一个奇迹的事情。
So verse 12, then this man will show you a large furnished upper room, there make ready. So they went and found it, as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover.
因为这个里面呢，就是第十三节，据说他们去了，所遇见的，正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的筵席。
So the Lord has it all figured out. Imagine a miracle of his design just to make sure that they had a place to eat the Passover.
这个主呢，把这一切都想好了，大家要记住呢，就是他所设计好的所有的这个，就是一个奇迹。他们呢，可以在那里呢吃逾越节的宴席。Verse
14, and when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him.
第十四节说，时候到了，耶稣坐席，十二门徒呢也和他同坐。
He fulfilled the Passover at the right time when the hour had come. It was a specific time, and he was there at that time.
因为呢，他遵守逾越节呢，是按照精确的时间，也就是时候到了呢，耶稣就坐席，十二使徒呢也和他同坐。
Now, one of the great sins of the wicked man Jeroboam, who divided the kingdom away from Rehoboam, Solomon's son. Jeroboam was guilty of having declared a feast at a time of his own making. He didn't ask God, he just set the time himself.
因为耶罗波他呢，就是犯的最大的一个罪，就是耶罗波呢，就是他呢把以色列这个国家分裂了，从瑞亚泵就是所罗门的儿子瑞亚泵呢，你分裂出来以后呢，他所犯的最大的一个罪呢，他就是按照自己的时候呢定了一个节期，而不是按照神的时候。
And so verse 15, the Bible says, then Jesus said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
第十五节说呢，耶稣对他们说，我渴望在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
Take a look at that verse again and answer this simple question. Was this Passover feast important to Jesus?
这个里面呢，你看看这节经文，问自己一个问题：这个呢，逾越节的那个宴席，对主耶稣基督来说是重要的吗？
Yes.
是的。
In the context of what had happened before when Judas entered, when Satan entered Judas, in the context of the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross that will follow, is this Passover supper important?
其实你看看这个上下文，上下文呢，他们在克西马逊名园，那么说呢，主犹大呢出卖了他，那么说在犹大出在克西马逊名园出卖他，之后，在主耶稣的上十字架之前，这个逾越节的宴席，它是重要的吗？
The answer, yes, important to Jesus and therefore important to the disciples.
这答案是是的，很重要，对主耶稣基督很重要，对他的门徒们来说呢也很重要。
Now, do you think the disciples remembered this particular supper?
所以你认为这些他的门徒们呢记住这个特别的那个晚餐吗？
They'd been with the Lord Jesus for years. They'd eaten supper with him many times. Was this important?
因为他们跟主耶稣基督几年了，那么说呢，他们跟主耶稣基督吃了很多晚餐，那么这个晚餐重要吗？
Yes, it
是
was
的。
important and it was set up miraculously. It was important because he had told them to be there. It was important because he said, I have a fervent desire to eat this supper with you.
因为里面呢，对他来说呢，这个是晚餐的设计是重要的，对他们那个时候也是重要的，对他门徒们也是重要，对主耶稣也是重要的。主耶稣说呢，我渴望再设法一下哈，你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
Here's my question to you. Is what is important to God important to you? If it's important to God, is it important to you? And you've got to say yes. If he thinks it's important, then I must treat it as important.
因为这就是我问大家的问题。如果这个事情对神来说是重要的，那对你来说是重要的吗？答案是你必须要说呢。如果对神是重要的话呢，那么说呢，对我来说也是重要的。我必须把这个圣餐对待的非常重要。
Well, our time is gone, so we'll pick it up next week.
因为我们时间也到了，下个星期我们再来讲。
Let's just close in a word of prayer.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to go through these last the last days of his life. They were hard days, but Lord Jesus went through them because he loves us.
最主要就是说，我们感谢您的主耶稣基督呢，他愿意呢度过他人生的最后的那些日子。这些日子呢，就是说，是对他呢是非常的艰难。那么说呢，他愿意度过那些日子，是因为他爱我们。
Lord, we thank you so much that you have proved at this time, as well as in so many other occasions, you have proved that you love us.
最主要，我们感谢您呢，就在这个时候，还有很多其他时候呢，您证明了您爱我们。
Lord, may we be thankful, may we be obedient, may we be loving and kind as he was, and may we say, if it's important to Jesus, it's got to be important to me.
最主要，愿我们的感恩，愿我们顺服，愿我们呢，就是说是有爱，也那个就是说是友好，就是说愿我们呢，就是知道，如果这样的事情对他们来说是重要的呢，愿对我们来说也是重要的。
So we give thanks now for your kindness and seek your blessing. Watch over us for good, we pray. Give us a good night. Give us a good morrow. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us.
所以说，我们感谢您，感谢您呢，就是说是，求您呢赐给我们，就是说是一个那个美好的晚上，赐给一个美好的早上。所以呢，我们感谢您，求您呢在将要来的这个时候呢赐福给我们。
And we thank you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray your blessing on us.
所以呢，我们现在非常感恩，那就是先生感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，并且呢祷告您会赐福给我们。
Amen.
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 Amen.